This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry. And our message for this session is a message that was published back in April of the year 1997. This happens to be January of the year 2024. So we are looking at about a difference of 27 years. Now, the reason why I give you the dates, if you have listened to any of the messages that I've recorded prior to this one, you'll know that I am talking about the fact that the reason why I give you the dates is because there may be certain subjects or individuals or happenings or something that were relevant at the time that this message was published that may not be relevant today. By the same token, there may be some things that I might add into this message that are relevant today that weren't relevant back then. So, you know, it's just a case of you'll know when I come across something like that, because I'll usually give mention to it so you can understand the relevancy of the point. However, I always say this, and that is, when it comes down to the Word of God, it is always relevant yesterday, today, and forever. I don't care whether it was 6,000 years ago, today, or 6,000 years from now, if the Lord allows the earth to be around that long, His Word is always relevant. And those that are exposed to it, it would be a wise thing if you took heed to it and as such adjusted your lives according to it. Well, now, having said that, let's get into the message, which is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter number 25, covering verses 41 to 45. And like I said, this is for the year April of 1997. Then shall he say also to them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Now, paraphrasing verses 42 through 45, When I needed you, you didn't do anything for me. When didn't we do anything for you, they asked. When you didn't do it to the least of these, my brothers, you did not to me. The title for the message, Maybe I'm Just Plain Stupid. Ever since I became saved approximately 18 years ago, well, see, this is one of the things where I'm telling you 18 years ago from 1997, ever since I got saved approximately 18 years ago, I have always wanted to do the things the Bible says I should do. Believe that the Bible is the Word of God. Study it so I can know what is right and what is wrong. Then go out and do the things that Jesus said I should do. and I have tried to follow in his footsteps and his directions concerning relationships with not only friends, but enemies also. You can refer back to Matthew chapter number 5, verses 44 through 48 to see what I'm talking about. Now, and for the most part, I believe I have been doing that as well as I understand it. But maybe I am just plain stupid. Because in the title scriptures, I take it to mean that Jesus is talking to some people that thought they were doing what was right in God's sight, but found out that they weren't when the Lord told them that they had neglected to help the needy or those that were in pain or sick. I, in my stupidity, also took it to mean if someone was suffering a loss, that I should try to cheer them up, or at least try to lighten their burden, if I could. But maybe I'm just plain stupid. It seems that I have a lot to learn about God and His ways. I look at Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 and 48, and I see what I believe is a scripture that tells me that doing good to those that are my friends profits me nothing. Even the heathen do that. If I am to show the love of Christ, I have to go one better. Verse 44 says, love my enemies, bless them that curse me, do good to them that hate me, and pray for them that despitefully use and persecute me. Now, amidst all that, I am told that Jesus, who is my Lord and leader, did the same thing toward me when I and the rest of you were his enemies. Romans chapter 5, verse number 10. While we were yet in sin, Christ died for us. Romans 5 and 8. Christ set the example, and I'm supposed to follow it, right? But maybe I'm just plain stupid. To me, the theme of the Bible as it pertains to my fellow man is to love them. This love can easily be spoken, but we must go further than that. We are to be doers as well. I can profess my love to my wife and children all day long, but if I don't put some type of action with it, then they will not be certain of that love. But maybe I'm just plain stupid. There are many times that I feel like saying I'm tired of going to work every day and putting up with the nonsense I have to put up with. Maybe I'll just quit. Now, that would be fine if I didn't have others depending on me for their support. But I do. So, even though I don't like it, I go to work anyway. But maybe I'm just plain stupid. As far as friends go, the same thing holds true. If someone is a friend of mine, then I will do whatever I am able to do within reason to support them when they need it, whether they ask me or not. Sometimes they may be too proud to admit that they want help or support, but if I see the need, I will respond. But maybe I'm just plain stupid. Many times in the past, people have done things to me that I wasn't even aware that they knew there was a problem. You know, they've done some things for me, you know, and I didn't even know that there was a problem, but they, you know, they did it behind the scenes, but they did it, you know. And the same thing is true for me when it came to doing something for someone that I didn't even know. The Bible says, whatsoever you would have men do to you, do it unto them. It also says, whatsoever you sow, that shall you also reap. Well, like I said, maybe I am just plain stupid, but to me, that means if I want people to love and be concerned about me, then I ought to be the initiator of that love and concern. I believe that is what God wants. We wonder why there is so much trouble in the world. Maybe it is because most people spend their time thinking about their own personal happiness and well-being. They don't want to have to put forth any effort to help another individual if they don't have everything right in their own lives. But maybe I'm just plain stupid. If we allowed ourselves to be inconvenienced once in a while to say a kind word or do a little something for someone else, even if we don't know them, then it could very well be that it is what may be missing in our lives that would bring us fulfillment. In other words, a lot of times we feel a little unfulfilled in life. We don't know what to be doing about things. You know, something seems to be missing in our lives, and we struggling trying to figure out what it is. Well, you know, sometimes just saying something nice to a person, to a complete stranger, you say nice things to your family and stuff all day long, but go out and say that to a stranger or something, and you might find out that that is something that's going to be of a benefit to you. You might ask, is there something that I am trying to say? Yes, there is. Let me tell you a story, a true story. There was an individual that worked in a factory that employed many people. They had been working there for many years. One day a person came to them and said, I'm taking a collection for Charlie Smith. His mother passed. The person said, I don't think I know him, but here's a dollar anyway. About 2 weeks later, this person who gave the dollar had a death in their family and had to take off work. A friend of this person, while taking up a collection for them, went to the person who had been taking the collection up for Charlie Smith, and to Charlie Smith himself seeking donations. To this friend's surprise, they both said, "I don't want to give anything because I don't know them." Now, maybe I'm just plain stupid, but this doesn't seem to be quite fair. One person gives money to someone that they don't know for another person they don't know. But when the tables are turned, nothing. But you haven't heard the worst yet. Among the group of people asked to donate were a couple of people that claimed to be Christians, and they said the same thing. Now, maybe I'm just plain stupid, but I see a little hypocrisy here, especially when another person who was a friend of the one collecting the donations said, "I don't think I know them, but because you know them, I will give at least a dollar." Now, the person that told the story didn't know if this person was a Christian or not, but I would say he did more to exemplify what Christ did for us and said than the these Christians. Then, to top that off, when this person came back to work, some of these people had the nerve to come up and tell them how much they missed them. Now, maybe I'm just plain stupid, but to me, that takes a lot of gall. Within a week, one of these same people had a death in their family. And when they came to the one that knew that they didn't give to a friend, they gave anyway. Is it any wonder that people find it hard to believe there is a God when those that profess to be believers in Him through Jesus Christ have attitudes like that? Maybe I'm just plain stupid, but I believe that this situation falls in the same category as the subject verses. Another funny thing is that in many other situations, these same people give money to charities like the United Way, the Red Cross, and others. They donate blood and organs to strangers. But I guess it takes all kinds. Sometimes I wonder if these people think that one day it may be their turn to need assistance. Could it be that the reason they didn't give is because at one time nobody gave to them? That is no excuse. Or maybe they want to know the person to see whether they are worthy of their giving. Maybe they want to know the person so that sometime in the future they can hold it over their heads and say, "You owe me." There's a story about a good Samaritan found in St. Luke chapter 10 verses 30 through 37 that exemplifies the things that I'm trying to say. The ones that should have been giving help to this man went right on by him. Then the Samaritan, who in those days was like an undesirable to the Jews, exhibited all of what the others were supposed to do as concerning this poor man. He gave money to take care of the man and promised to pay any money over and above that was spent for his care. The more I read my Bible and meditate on what God is saying to me, the more I think maybe I'm not just plain stupid. Maybe people that think like them are. After all, in reading the subject verse, Jesus is saying that those people are heading for hell for something this simple. They are going to suffer eternal damnation with the devil and his angels. What a price to pay. Think about your life and the experiences that you have had. Which of these people are you most like? The I don't know them, so I don't want to give, or the I don't know them, but I'll at least give a dollar. Remember, it is not how much you give as much as it is that you gave something. Some people give the numbers man, the bookie, strange women, and who knows what else, $10 or more every day or so, but you can't give $1 to a coworker. In places that have unions, this is supposed to be your brother or sister. You know, solidarity forever, and all that type of stuff. But you don't know them. No. Now that I think about it, I'm not that stupid one. I'm not the stupid one. You are. This Easter season, we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of a man who paid the ultimate price, his life, so that we who could be considered his enemies could have a right to eternal life. He didn't have to do it. We certainly didn't ask him to do it. None of us was worthy of him doing it. There isn't enough money in all the universe to have paid him to do it. But he did it because he loves us. Nothing less. How much more, then, should we love one another than we already do? How much harm could it do if we helped someone out of what they didn't know? Or, let me tell you, but how much harm could it do if we helped someone out that we didn't know? You may possibly be missing a blessing by not doing just a small thing. The Bible tells me that sometimes we entertain angels unawares, as Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. It also tells me that he that gives to the poor lends to the Lord. That's L-E-N-D-S, loans to the Lord, Proverbs 19 and 17. When we do good things to those that are needy and don't look for anything back from them, the Lord will repay us for our kindness. And let me tell you, when he repays us, we get far more in return than we gave out. So who is the stupid one? Think about it. Well, that's all for this message. I hope you got something from it. You know, like the Bible says, you know, like our Lord says, and like I say, from studying the Bible, you get the impression of just how much God cared for those of us while we were yet in sin and while we were yet his enemies. And what did he do? He gave the ultimate price. He sacrificed his son, his only begotten son, for us. Like I say, since it's during the Easter season back in 1997, the relevancy of the message, even though it's at Easter time when this was published, it could be any time, day or night, any day of the week, any day of the year, for that matter. The idea is this. Those of us that name the name of Christ need to be cognizant of one thing. We don't do any great thing when we give to our friends, our family, and friends, and those people that we know, those that are well off and that are doing good, and those that have, you know, the ability to do things in return for us when we need things. That's not where the blessing comes. The blessing comes when you are willing to do something for somebody that you know good and well will have absolutely no way whatsoever to repay you. That shows that you're not looking for a reward or a return. I hear people all the time talking about how people owe them and how they did this for this person and they did that for this person, that person, and Karen are always talking about what they did for somebody. And it's like they want to try to lift themselves up and make it appear that the person that they did something for is somehow indebted to them. That's what it sounds like. But the true value of being a Christian is like the Samaritan did for the man that was that he found injured and hurt, and he took the man to a inn or something and gave the, you know, did some help dress the man's wounds and things, and the man was still unable to do things on his own. So the man, the Samaritan, gave the innkeeper some money and said, here, use this money to take care of him, and if you run out of money and have to spend any of your money when I come back by this way, I will repay you back. What is the situation that you're in when it comes to others that you don't know? You know, it's bad enough people do that sometimes to people that they do know, but what about people that you don't know? That's where the real blessing comes in, as far as I'm concerned. And like I said, I thought I was stupid at one time, but then I realized, according to the word of the Lord here in the subject verses, I'm not that stupid, because if God says to me that I'm going to have to be sent to hell because I didn't do something for the least when I was, you know, big money spending on those that were, that I knew were able to pay me back, but I couldn't do anything for the lease. I think it's stupid to end up in hell over some nonsense like that. But that's another story, but you get the point. Well, this is Evangelist George McTyre closing this message out and saying, until we meet again, may God bless you and your families real good, and good day.